Business news now from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. We're going to talk about the growing threat of protectionism this morning and how it impacts on a small open economy like ours. It comes as the government launches a summit on enhancing our competitiveness today. Ian Talbot, Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland, is standing by. You've been warning about the dangers of protectionism, Ian. It's been ramping up for the best part of a decade now, but you appear to believe it's getting worse. Where are you seeing that?
Well, we do think it's getting worse, Brian. We saw in Canada last week that they've introduced 100% tariffs on Chinese cars and 25% on Chinese steel and aluminium. And we know also the European Union is going through an extensive process with China car companies at the moment in consideration putting tariffs on EVs coming into the European Union, including Ireland. So the most challenging aspect of this is larger countries acting in isolation from WTO rules. And as you say, as a small open economy, we're very exposed, not so much from these specific measures that I've just talked about, but the fear of retaliation and escalation of these tariff barriers. And let's be clear, we think of tariff barriers in terms of hindering business growth and economic progress, but in reality, they get passed on to consumers as well. So this is a threat to consumer prices.
You mentioned domestic subsidies specifically. What are these and how are they serving to exacerbate this problem?
Well, domestic subsidies, we're starting to see particularly more and more talk about it, even within the European Union, where we're talking, we call it state aid. So individual sectors, such as potentially the German car sector, for example, looking to provide domestic subsidies to its car industry to try and compete with China. But once you start getting into state aid, Ireland, again, is a small economy. We don't have the resources to compete with a Germany or a France or a Spain that decides to subsidize industries that we compete in. So areas such as technology, for example. So it's pure state aid.
Are we not insulated to a certain degree by a special relationship that we have with the US and the UK in particular, or is that just naive thinking?
We've been talking a lot about that, and we've been talking a lot about the impact of the election result in the US, for example, in November this year. But it's very hard to see how either US president, for example, isn't going to be focused on their own domestic economy and making sure they have a strong, in that case, US domestic economy, and Ireland could suffer as a result of that as well. So the key challenge for the competitiveness summit the government is running today is to focus on the things that are within our control. We can't really control this geopolitical stuff, but we can control our own infrastructure delivery and our own business cost competitiveness. So it's really key that they look at those issues.
And is protectionism just countering any benefits we might derive on that front, on the competitiveness front?
Yes, that's the danger. And trade, the great thing about free open trade is that it allows you to focus on the things you're good at. And the opportunity we have in Ireland, for example, remains huge. But there are areas such as offshore wind, where we've great potential to develop offshore wind, which would enable us to provide all the power needed, for example, for data centres, where Ireland is a very good location because of our climate. But, you know, the opportunity is there for offshore wind, but we really struggle to get issues like this delivered through a combination of planning. We need to improve our ports infrastructure, for example. An awful lot of challenges for us to deliver on the great opportunities we have. We need to make the most of the opportunities within our own grasp.
That summit on competitiveness is being launched today by the government. It's being held at government buildings. For the moment, Ian Talbot, Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. More